This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, welcome back into the show. We got top stories of the day. And the Jets general manager, Darren Moogie, apologized to reporters for being hoarse Tuesday, saying it was because he had done a lot of talking and wheeling and dealing. Yeah, they were moving people left and right. He traded Sauce Gardner and Quinyon Williams in separate blockbuster deals, essentially shifting the focus to their 2026 campaign. But he said, I wouldn't call it a teardown. The Jets are 1-7. They're looking at their 15th straight non-playoff season. That is the league's longest drought.
What did he call it?
Didn't call it a teardown. He said, the goal is always to win. If it's not a teardown, then what is it? Why would you get rid of two sure things for a ton of draft picks? I mean, they got they traded Sauce Gardner for two first-round picks from the Indianapolis Colts, 26 and 27. And then with Williams they to the Cowboys, they got a 2026 second-round pick and a 2027 first-round pick. You got picks, but you traded away a bunch of sure things. I always thought that was fascinating. If you're not in a pure teardown and guys are like acting like they don't want to be there anymore, you say you're not in a teardown, why would you trade away sure things like a top corner in the league and a top defensive lineman in the league? Then I'm not sure what that's called. But the Jets are calling it not a teardown.
No, it's a build-up without their best players.
Just acquire a ton of draft picks. You better be good at drafting, Mr. Moogie. Is it Moogie or Moogie? I think it's Moogie.
When have the Jets been, like, their last really great players, the kicker that they have, Volk and DeBrickashaw Ferguson? Those are their two best players they've had in the last 20 years.
When's the last time the Jets have been good? Was that
under Mark Sanchez?
Was that Mark Sanchez and Rex Ryan in the fumble years? The bumble years? It's been a while, man. The Jets are in a bad spot. How about this one? The UFC and FBI are actively working together on an investigation into unusual betting activity ahead of a fight last weekend in Las Vegas. Here we go again. According to UFC CEO Dana White, the UFC was alerted by Sports Betting Watchdog Integrity Compliance 360, or IC360. To abnormal betting interest, according to ESPN, in a featherweight bout between Isaac Dolgarian and Yadier Del Valle at UFC Fight Night on Saturday. Dolgarian was around a minus 250 betting favorite, lost by first round submission. So multiple sportsbooks told ESPN that large bets came in on Del Valle ahead of the fight. Caesars Sportsbook later posted it would refund bets on Dolgarian. The UFC released... So they're gonna. Is that gonna happen for a lot now? Can I get some of my money back? Because I'm sure they got to some of the guys I bet on in the past. They got to them. Does that work for all sports? Maybe.
I mean, do they have a list of the picks that you've made?
Yeah.
Since you signed up with them.
Mm-hmm. They do. Like my Thursday night specials. I feel like I was robbed in all of those, especially last year. Last year I felt really robbed. I think they got to. The people that I picked, and they got to him. Tony Soprano got to him.
Like the Chiefs.
Well, I picked the Ravens to beat the Chiefs last year at the beginning of the season. Remember, it was by a toe that missed. It was like five games in a row that I lost to start the season. And they were all like really weird, questionable things that happened.
Especially with the Chiefs.
What are you talking about? I don't know if I pick the Chiefs that much.
I'm just
saying. They don't play every Thursday night. What is your deal? You're obsessed with... Why did Tanner bring this report up? Because you've been obsessed with this.
It's fact.
You've been obsessed with it. Like, you won't let it go.
We all knew that there were some shenanigans going on, and now there's proof.
I just don't have a lot of energy on it. I don't know what it is. I just don't have the energy on it. Even though I'm getting all these stories, we see these stories in the NBA and now the UFC. I'm still going to just enjoy watching and just put it out of my brain.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, but it's just like every time I see that Chiefs red, I'm like, ugh. It's not right.
Well,
according to my football.
According to this UFC story, White said people are out there talking. There are 100 fights flagged as suspicious, and that's usual clickbait. Bull, you know what? We're watching every single fight that happens in the UFC. This is the second public federal investigation into suspicious betting activity around the UFC. So something to watch out for there. Why do we have to have these stories? You know, it just makes everything so icky. You know, that's the only word I can think of for this. And I know, like, in, you know, the 70s and such, boxing. Was it the 70s when boxing kind of started getting that reputation of guys throwing fights? And maybe even before that, because boxing was like the thing for a while. And then as that started to hit and the popularity of the NFL started to grow, boxing just kept taking more and more of a backseat to the major sports that we follow now. But it's something to pay attention to. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Michael had a texter earlier. Mouse update. No, I didn't catch any mice yet. The people that are at our place, that were in our little warehouse building, claimed they saw a mouse, and we have yet to catch one. I put down like 7 traps, Mike. And apparently you're supposed to throw them away anyway after you catch the mouse. So that was never an issue. I am not taking it off of the mouse trap. I will just toss that in the garbage, and that's where it will be.
Yeah, I agree. You should not touch the mice.
No, you don't. I already had it planned out. I brought my shovel in last night. I was going to scoop it out of there underneath the shelves, scoop it out, put it in a bag, hold the bag away from myself as long as I can, take it over to the trash can, and just be rid of it for good until my dog knocks over the trash can and probably finds the mouse. But no, thank you for that. But no mice yet on that front. The scary thing is, what if they start getting into the house, Mike? That's going to be tough.
The mouse house?
Yeah, I don't want that. There used to be a dog door. We boarded that up. We don't have, the dog's too big to fit through that door. So I worry about that. Really terrified of the mouse situation. Glad we don't have to deal with that here.
Well, there's some like, do you remember that stuff I bought a few years ago? Earth kind.
That really weird, it smelled like an old woman's bad cologne or perfume.
It did, but like,
it could be
coincidence that the mice started going away.
Well, that story was weird because
you could also get a cat and a snake.
The restaurant that was next to us, it was during COVID, right? And the restaurant like shut down but didn't clean up everything. And so the mice just started taking over. And then once all the food was gone, the mice that had just taken over, and I'm talking, didn't the exterminator say it was a lot of mice?
Yeah, he said there were a lot of mice and a lot of dead mice.
Yeah. And so those mice just started migrating over to our neck of the woods, hoping they could get some of your peanut butter crumbs and stuff from the food you eat while you're walking around.
Yeah, they...
So I blame you.
They were everywhere.
Yeah, that was... I just left after that. That day it was in my office. I was like, nope, I'm not going to be here today. Not going to
Yeah,
do
and
it.
I did your show for you. And it was award winning.
No, it's just, if it, no, it definitely was not.
I was doing my impression of you.
What's your impression? Go ahead.
See, just now, did I talked as you?
Try it again.
That was me.
That doesn't sound very good.
That was me.
First of all, text line 888-530-0043. You say, Chris, Mike is kind of out there today. Today. Does your company have a drug testing program?
Micah doesn't do drugs. Micah is the last person at the station who would do drugs.
Yeah, you don't even drink.
Yeah, I don't like the taste.
You don't like
alcohol.
The last
thing I had was those Mountain Dew seltzer waters, and I didn't enjoy them.
Well, you and I went for a beer the day Pat Boland died.
Yeah.
Did you finish the beer?
No, I didn't even. God, I think it was like a Miller or something horrible.
No, you got like an IPA, because you just ordered the same thing I got. And we went and had a toast for the great Pat Boland.
I got like halfway through.
Yeah, you didn't finish that beer.
Yeah, I don't even know if it was halfway. Maybe
you never
third.
Liked beer, huh? Never liked alcohol. Good for you. Good for you. Don't start now. Keep going.
Yeah, I'd rather, like, I don't have the time to acquire the taste of something I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to eat something, I'm going to eat something that I enjoy. Like, to eat vegetables, I have to put it in a smoothie.
Like a dog.
Like, I have to blend it
yeah.
with something that tastes good. I have to drown it out.
Yeah, like when you have to hide up pills or whatever for medication for a dog.
Yeah.
And put it in their food. I have to do that
every
morning.
Yeah, basically, that's what I am. I am a dog. I'm a dog that likes cats.
You have to trick yourself into eating good food, good things for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, speaking of the cat thing, my wife is like, now with the mouse situation, she is all in on getting a cat. And we just, for those of you that know, you follow my show, we have a son. He's autistic. He's awesome. We got a service dog in March. He's a white Labrador, and his name is Bear, and he's awesome. We take him everywhere now. We do the service dog thing. And I tell you, when you have a kiddo on the spectrum, every trip you take is a very interesting trip. And now with the dog with us, it's easier for, because you know people, they stare, whatever. And now we have the dog, people don't do that. He's like a shield. It's awesome. Those two work so well together. But my wife is now in on this, let's get a cat thing. And I grew up on a farm. So the idea of an indoor dog is still pretty foreign to me. Now the dog sleeps with me, like at my feet most of the time, but it's nice warmer. It's a different world. I wake up with dog hair all over my sweatpants, and it's different, but I've grown accustomed to it. I like it. I love the dog. But now she wants to add a cat to the mix. She said, well, you need a shop cat to destroy the mice. Okay, does the cat live in the shop then? Or do we just let the cat stay out there for a good chunk of the day and then bring it in? Now we got two animals inside the house. Hey, listen, if we can get rid of mice and keep them from our house, I'm all for it. But I don't like the idea of, because our dog is like extremely well potty trained. I don't like the idea of just, you have a little crap box in your house for a cat. I don't like that.
I've also heard that mice do not like, what is it, peppermint?
So just put some peppermint around the house?
You can get some products that have like some peppermint.
Well, I was excited over the summer because we had devil hawks that were just hanging around our house all the time. And so they were scooping up mice left and right. But I don't know, where do hawks go when it gets colder? Do they fly south for the winter? Because they're not around anymore. And now we have mice. So I thought about trying to train some hawks at some point. That's easy enough. Just train a few hawks. Call them to me whenever I see a mouse and then sick it on it. But that's also, like, with a bigger property now, you start to see death more. I mean, I'm pulling in a month or two ago. I'm bringing the riding mower into the shed, Mike, and I see a little baby rabbit. I'm like, and getting my kids with me. And I'm like, there's a little, that's cute. Look at that. And I try to get close to it. Well, its butt was like ripped apart. And I thought, oh, the hawk probably got to it. It escaped into my mower shed, and now it's going to be, it's looking for shelter. So I just got up, got my kid out of the situation, opened the door up, and I said, either the mom will come back and nurse this thing back to health somehow, miraculously, or the hawk will finish the job. And we came back the next day, and the hawk finished the job.
Yeah, let the hawk do it.
The hawk
circle of life.
I take it back. It just died. Like, it did not finish the job. But I had to go put that away.
I would say, as far as the cat thing goes, if you're going to get a cat, introduce the cat to the situation. There are so many cats with different personalities. Like, you have to do your research. You really have to do your research. I personally would not do that.
Well, I just got GoPoke said, yes, cats won't go after mice if it's indoors for whatever reason.
Some do. Some do. I had a friend who got a cat, and the cat would just go after all the mice.
Oh, that would be great. That's what I would want. But I don't want the crap box. I don't want that in the house. Like, that's weird to me.
Yeah.
What do you call that? What is that called? Those are a little crap box with sand in it, and they got to dig it up, and they poop in it, and then they bury it. What is that called?
Oh, litter box?
Litter box. There we go. Yeah. That's odd to me. The dog, at least, is like, hey, dude, bro, I need to go out. Half the time he's telling the truth. Like, he needs to go out and go to the bathroom. But at least he's going to go. And he's, you know, but he's not going to leave his poop in the house. That's always been strange to me.
Basically, either way, Brady, the dog is controlling you.
Oh, 110%, yes.
Oh, the dog and the cat will control you.
My dog wakes me up every morning like clockwork at 5 o'clock. I get up early anyway. Normally, I'm a 4 o'clock guy. Haven't been great about it the last month or so, but normally I'm a 4 o'clock guy. But if I want to sleep in, no. Dog's ready to eat at 5, and then we go outside, and no matter how cold it is, he will take 4 years to go to the bathroom. So, I mean, it's just like, dude, go. And I hate saying potty, but that's what he's trained with. It's like, go potty. I hate saying that, but that's what it is. Tanner says, just get a farm cat. Throw it out there, and may the odds forever be in their favor.
Doesn't Tanner have farm cats? Isn't he trying to get rid of his farm cats?
Well, yeah, on the farm, cats just kind of stick around. Or they run into traffic. You know, we had millions of cats for about a month. And then suddenly you just start seeing less and less of them. They either escape or they run away.
People adopt them.
Or whatever happens, happens. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a conundrum.
Those feral cats are weird. And, like, you're going to want them spayed or neutered because they'll just create more and more.
Yeah, I don't want any more than we might have. He said, Chris, cats belong outside. They will survive.
They will.
Aaron says, if the cat's an outdoor cat, it'll poop outdoors. You can also potty train the cat to go into the toilet. And then you just have to deal with seeing floaters every time you use the bathroom.
Yeah, that is
You can train them to use the toilet. Like Jinxie Cat and Meet the Parents?
Yeah, there are products that help people, that help cats learn how to use the toilet. I think that's weird, but, you know, to each their own.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. She's all in on this now, and she just sends me random gifts of a cat now. I don't hate cats. I don't know.
As a big fan of cats, I would just say, like, you've got a very unique situation. I wouldn't want to upset the environment that you have. I don't know what your shop looks like. The only thing I can say is, like, you know, there's a company that I've heard of, Mosquito Joe.
Oh,
I've heard that they say rodenticide.
Yeah, that's it. That's who we're calling. I'll call them.
Yeah.
Rather than a cat.
They have like a rodenticide thing.
Well, we called them for the mosquitoes. We used them for the mosquitoes, and that worked well. We didn't have to deal with mosquitoes in that backyard at all.
I wonder if they kill black widows.
Probably.
Because I get those on my stairs.
Well, Tanner got attacked by a spider this morning.
Was he afraid?
Yeah, he was terrified.
Did he scream like a girl?
No, he screamed. Well, County Swami, who in the hell trains a cat to use the effing toilet? Hey, if I had an indoor cat, I would train him to use the toilet.
I wouldn't do that. That's weird. That's a little too, like, you're personifying the cat a little too much. It bothers me when people say, oh, my cat's like my son, or my dog's like my son. No,
an indoor dog can feel like a family member.
They can feel like a family member, but they're still a pet. They're not a child.
My dog is like a child. I push back a little bit on the indoor dog thing. The last indoor dog we had was just awful. He was the devil, I think. This dog, though, man, he's just freaking cool. I just love him. He drives me nuts. He annoys the crap out of me, but he is he's pretty cool.
I think for the most part, dogs, and I will absolutely push back on banning certain dogs in cities. I hate that because I think dogs take on the personality of their owners. Like, we both knew someone who owned a pit bull.
Uh-huh.
That pit bull was the sweetest, most loving dog ever. But
mm-hmm.
that dog took on the personality of the owner, who is kind of a goofball.
GoPoke says, agree with me, I think. Man's best friend. Yes, I have learned that. I saw Tom Brady cloned his dog. He cloned his dog that died or something. I don't even know what happened, but it sounds ridiculous. But the feelings I have for this dog, I'm like, all right, how do I get me some of that cloning stuff? What do we do? How do we do it?
It's really expensive. There are also ways that you can turn your dog into a diamond. I've seen that before.
Turn your dog into a diamond? Why? What?
I don't know. So you can keep the dog?
No.
I think it's National Geographic Channel, which is now owned by Disney.
I don't like that.
And there's a company that does it. I don't know if it's in Colorado.
I don't want to know. Smitty says, hard to train an indoor cat to use the toilet in Wyoming, given the toilet is at least 50 paces from the back of the trailer. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good, Smitty. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. There's my cat story of the day. 26 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break here. Let's talk about the Colorado Buffaloes. I did get a text earlier. How bad is it that the offensive roster and overall coaching, how bad is it that offensive roster and overall coaching if there was a change at OC and still results in another embarrassing loss? Yeah. It's all bad, man. Football, is it over yet? Is college football over yet?
No, my Huskies are...
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Go Dawgs. Speaking of dogs.
Maybe I'll start rooting for them. Maybe I'll start picking them up. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Time for thanks. We're thankful for you, Northern Colorado. Thanks for listening to Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Tony texting in says, go Micah. Tony, of course, one of the owners of On the Rocks Liquor. They have been an amazing sponsor of ours over the years, and we just love them. And Tony, you know, she puts together teams during our World Food Bank Bowling for Turkeys event coming up here later in the month. She's awesome.
Doesn't she always win?
Yeah, well, they're pretty darn good. They beat us all the time. They're pretty darn good. Yeah.
I think what we need to do is we need to put an albatross mm-hmm. around their neck, and I can be that.
What are we talking about here?
Well, if they're gonna keep winning, we need to punish them. We need to give them the 32nd pick of the draft in the first round, and I will be that 37th.
You want them to be you want to be on their team?
Yes. Well, I'm gonna help level them.
Okay.
Level the playing field.
Yeah.
Because last time I got 66, I think.
That's pretty good. Tony, we'll make a trade. We got Micah for you. We got Michael. We'll make a trade.
Yeah, can I have some of the Broncos alcohol? I don't actually want the alcohol itself. I just want the bottle.
Yeah. Well, I know. I keep saying I'm going to bring you over there, and we'll get you the hookup.
I want that, and I want to go to Diamond Valley Collective.
Well, you're a grown-up. You can do these things. You can figure out how to get to places. You have a scooter now.
Yes, it doesn't have that much battery.
Well, go halfway and find a place to charge it.
Where's Windsor?
It is. Do you know where Windsor is?
Yes, I know where Windsor is. I used to live there.
Yeah, west of here.
I used to live in Windsor when there were 5,000 people there.
If I were to say, walk to Windsor right now, could you make it to Windsor? Could you navigate your way to Windsor?
No. Okay. I know the general direction of where it is. I think it's like northwest.
There you go. Yeah, good enough for me. Interesting times for the Colorado Buffaloes, Michael. Coach Prime apparently made a secret change at offensive court, or at least play calling, last week against Arizona. We didn't know about it. It wasn't Pat Shurmur. It was Brett Bartoloni, the assistant coach, and he was the wide receivers coach. Then he was the tight end coach and pass game coordinator. And now, is he going to be? He was the OC at Jackson State under Coach Prime. So Coach Prime made the move, and a couple reporters were like, have you made any kind of moves? Are you thinking about that? And he's like, yeah, you wouldn't know if I made it or not. And no, the answer is no. We there was no obvious change last week with your offense compared to what you put out on the field against Utah to what you put out on the field against Arizona. So that's actually bad. The fact that we didn't think anything was up at all, it's a bad thing. You didn't get us. It wasn't a gotcha moment for Coach Prime. It's just a bad look.
I think they should make me the offensive coordinator, and we can prove how bad they are by making me make the play calls.
I think you might do about what we've seen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we might see that. We wouldn't know. Okay, so this is what's interesting. I talked about this too. What's the recruiting trail look like when you're, if the shine is truly wearing off for Coach Prime? That's kind of a mixed bag right now. So like Alex Ward, he's a four-star recruit in the 2027 class, verbally committed to CU, so he's still getting big recruits. Meanwhile, four-star defensive lineman, according to Brian Howell, who we'll have on Friday, four-star defensive lineman Emmanuel Ruffin decommitted from the Buffs 2026 class. So you're probably, it's not all out right now. You're still going to get big names. He's still Coach Prime. He still has Warren Sapp there and Marshall Faulk and Leftwich and all these big names are there. So you're going to get that. But now what you're starting to see is you're not going to get everybody. I think there was a feeling that if Coach Prime really wanted a guy, save for a lot of the... And there were guys picking them over some of the other big blue blood type schools, too. That was happening. You're going to see less of that, and you're probably going to see a mixed bag here. And if next season is rough again, that's when then it really starts to hit. Because right now, I'm saying this. I'm giving the Buffs a pass. It's really bad. Like, really freaking bad. But I expected something like this. Not the 50-plus, you know, points from Utah and Arizona. More what we saw before those two games. These last two games are pretty alarming. But aside from that, it was about what I expected. They'd be competitive, just not going to be good enough. They're not going to have the heroics of Shedeur Sanders. They're not going to have the heroics of Travis Hunter and some of those other great weapons offensively. They're just not going to have that. But they might be competitive. And then it was the Utah game, and then it went, well, maybe that was an outlier. Then you mix that with the Arizona game. Okay, but still, the guy wasn't around this group very much in the offseason. He was dealing with some pretty major health concerns that we later found out, and this is kind of why I was like, if you're comfortable with it, let us know now so you stop people like us, like me, talking about where is Coach Prime? Why isn't he there? Why is he on campus? And why is Deion Sanders Jr. posting out, hey, I'm sitting here with my dad. I'm just going to sit with him until I know he's okay. Like, all that kind of stuff just made it seem really bad. But those are the facts. He's going through some pretty significant health challenges. He wasn't around the team much. And then you factor that in with replacing absolute stars. Then, yeah, man, I expected this to not be a good season. I did think maybe they'd be a bowl team. And they still can do that, right? They have three games remaining, need to win out. Don't see that happening, though. But if you somehow win six games, I think that would be a positive for the Colorado Buffaloes. But they're going to go with Julian Lewis to start at quarterback for the Buffs. I think that's fine. You know, see if you can get him. If he's truly the guy of the future, give him these final three games to just grow. Just go off on a high note and feel really optimistic about that key position at quarterback going forward. So I think good. Coach Prime was asked about what went into the decision, and he just said common sense. And I think that's true. You've tried Caden Saul. I didn't like how it was, you know, musical chairs with the quarterback position early on in the season. I got to think that contributed to some of this. I don't like it, but this is the common sense move now. Go with Julian Lewis, because what are you trying to do? You're trying to get people back next year. And if not just fans, but potential recruits, and if potential recruits are looking at that going, ooh, you got your quarterback position figured out. Let's roll. 12:39 the time. Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
This a team, this Broncos team, one that we're going to remember for centuries, Mike. Sitting at 7-2, 4-0 at home. Talk about the slow start offensively. Talk about the special teams, all of it. But at the end of the day, you're sitting at 7-2. And a pretty darn good shot at beating the Las Vegas Raiders tomorrow night. The Raiders are 2-6. I mean, Mike, if you can win this game, man. You set yourself up. It won't be a stranglehold over the AFC West, but you could really take some control here. Because the Chargers, they're taking on, they got the Steelers. That's a game the Chargers could lose, right? That's a game they could definitely lose.
Is that in Pittsburgh?
It's in Los Angeles.
Okay, so but the Steelers could go down and steal one.
Yes, they could. Yeah. That's great. Good job. Check your spelling on that, though, Mike. Next time, smarty pants.
I know. They're spelled differently. Yes, but Brady, it is a pun.
Doesn't work if they're spelled incorrectly. It's a different meaning. Doesn't work, Mike. Fail. You Steinered it. You Steinered it. We got to use it for the first time outside of me. You Steinered it.
Rom Steiner?
No, Rick. Scott. I Steinered my own Steiner. You could go, if you go 8-2 and if the Chargers can drop one, we are all going to be Pittsburgh Steelers fans this weekend. Because I think the Chiefs are off this weekend too. And the Chiefs are sitting at 5-4. This is a big, big weekend, Thursday night coming up. We got Mr. Thursday Night's back, Thursday Night Special. We're 1-0 in our last one pick, Mike. So we're looking to go 2-0. Can the Broncos get me there? That's the question. Can the Broncos get me where I need to be? They are 9.5-point favorites. I don't love that, but Denver, I want to see more. I just need to see more. And what? I mean, it starts with J.K. Dobbins. I want to see more Evan Ingram. I want to see Bo Nix connect. I'm going to be counting. Mike, you going to do this with me on Thursday? Let's count how many... What do we want? 20 plus throws Bo completes or doesn't complete? How many overthrows or underthrows he has? Let's track that tomorrow and let's see. Because I'm telling you what, man, if he connects on four or five of those, three or four of those, this team's, you're going to have a hard time beating him.
No more Bo overthrows.
No more. Okay. No more of that. No more of that.
By the way, I did not come up with that. That was someone else who came up with that.
A fly just landed on me, and I caught it. Did you see that? Did you see that just now?
I thought that was fake.
I caught a fly. It's like kind of drowsy because it's cold now. It was on my neck. I thought it was the spider that attacked Tanner, and I just grabbed it, pinched it, and threw it down. It is gone. So that was awesome. Scary, but awesome.
That was a great job. That was, what's that wrestler's name?
Scott Steiner.
That was very Steiner of you.
Yeah, it was, kind of. I kind of manhandled that.
Stone Cold Steiner.
Go Poke says, so do you even need to wait to make your pick? Well, the question isn't whether I think the Broncos are going to win. The Broncos better freaking win. The question is, can they cover 9.5? That's hard to do in the NFL against anybody. That's the question.
If you say no, I'm going to be very mad at you.
I don't know yet, Mike. I mean, if this is like, I could very well see this being 3-0 first quarter. Raiders are winning 3-0. And then the Broncos get it going. They score late in the half and it's 7-3. And then maybe you go score again second half, but then the Raiders put up another field goal or something and it's like something ugly, like 17 to 14-10. I could see that happening. Would not blow me away. Would not blow my mind if that happened. 12:49 the time, Mike. We got to take a quick break. We'll wrap up hour number two. We got buy or sell coming up in the top of the next hour. Sean Keeler from the Denver Post put a piece out about Russell Westbrook. We'll talk about that. I'll get his thoughts on the Buffs. All that and more. Let's put Sean Keeler through rapid fire today. What do you think, Mike? Yeah, let's do it. We'll be right back.
Brian Gary, Tanner Schwintz. Good morning, NoCo is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
All right, if you guys have not been to Big City Roadhouse yet, you know my thoughts on it. You're missing out. You're missing in a big, big way. Dude, the chicken wings, you got to try. Get your crew over there at some point, whether it's a big game night, maybe tomorrow night ahead of the Broncos game. Their 6 chicken wings come crispy, served with blue cheese, celery, and carrot salad with dipping sauce or a drink. You got amazing sauces over there. We tried, what did we try? We had the hot stuff that they had. They brought in the barbecue. My mouth's watering just thinking about it, but the wings, they've got everything. Not literally, but close to it at Big City Roadhouse. The owners of Big City Burrito bringing over some of that style to Big City Roadhouse. They also have burritos. Breakfast burritos are served every day now from 10 a.m. to noon. So stop by, tell them we sent you here from the whole show. That's Big City Roadhouse. Coming up next, we got Buy or Sell. Then Sean Keeler will join me, Keeling Me Softly. With Sean Keeler from the Denver Post. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.